Okay, let's start. First thing, hi everyone, and welcome back to another Informal Spaces. We'll be waiting if someone else joins. I don't know if it makes sense, but yeah, here we are. First, I want to thank everyone for joining, and Informal Spaces is a recurring every Thursday at 11 a.m. EST. So if you want to learn more about the Interchain, make sure to follow Informal Systems and Hypha.Cosmos on X. A little bit more of housekeeping. So nothing here is financial or legal advice. This is just for educational purposes. But if you want to learn more, you can follow our content or on a blog on informal.systems/blog. Just a quick intro of myself, meanwhile. So I'm Andrea. I look after marketing at Informal Systems, and today I will be your host. Guys, if you want, we can start with the intros. Today we have Animal and Philip. Can you hear me, guys?
Yep.
Nice. The stage is yours, Philip. Let's start with you.
Yeah, I am Philip. I work at Informal Systems on the hub team as a verification engineer, so ensuring that the protocols we design for the hub, like interchain security, are correct and that we're not doing bad stuff.
Hi, I'm Anmol. I'm working with Cosmology. I'm currently building Starship, which is a dev tool of sorts to sort of create a mini Cosmos for testing and end-to-end testing.
Thank you. Yeah. So to start, maybe for the people that are not familiar with Comet Mock, Philip, can you give a small introduction, please?
Yeah, sure. So Comet Mock is something that we developed in the hub team for our own uses. And essentially, so the basic structure of Cosmos chains is you have the consensus layer, which is a Comet BFT, and then you have the app layer. The app is written in the Cosmos SDK usually, and the communication between the app and the consensus layer happens over something called ABCI, so this application blockchain interface. And what Comet Mock is, it's an alternative Comet BFT, you could say, that is sort of good for testing because it leaves out the parts of Comet BFT that for testing you don't need to have, while it gives you control over the parts that you'd like to control. So when you do like a test on your machine, when you run with real Comet BFT, you will have this consensus algorithm. You will have all the overhead that comes from having this consensus, which needs to be Byzantine fault tolerant. Whereas when you're testing on your own machine, there's not really a reason to have Byzantine fault tolerance because you control all the validators. You're not going to like sabotage your own tests by doing things wrong unless exactly you want them to go wrong. So essentially, Comet Mock leaves out all of the all the actual consensus, and it instead will essentially be a very simple, happy path of Comet that drives your application just like the actual Comet BFT would. But it allows you to be more efficient when testing. You need less resources because you leave out this consensus layer, and it also allows you to have more control, for example, over bad behavior. So with Comet Mock, it's very easy to make your nodes misbehave, whereas when you want to actually do that in your tests with real nodes, that's quite hard to do. And there are a couple of other things that Comet Mock can do very well. It's much more reliable in block production, just because if you don't actually have consensus running underneath, then producing blocks is a much simpler matter than when you need to actually come to consensus over them. So yeah, that's the short intro of what it looks like.
You made it sound easy. Thank you, Felix. But I wanted to ask, so does Comet Mock work for other chains as well? For example, other chains like some of them fork the SDK or Comet. Can Comet Mock work for those as well?
That's the cool thing about this design of ABCI, that your application is built on top of the interface, means that essentially it's agnostic to what sits underneath, which means any chain that fulfills the ABCI interface, which is essentially everyone that forks the Cosmos SDK, everyone that implements their own version of it. For example, Penumbra, they have an implementation of an application in Rust, and Comet Mock works with all of them, which is really the cool thing about this split between the consensus layer and the app layer that even makes it possible to have this tool. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So yeah, chains in Cosmos can be happy for this tool. Let's switch to Animal. So you are from Cosmology, as you told, but you are working on Starship probably, right? Can you give us a small intro into how Comet Mock can help Starship?
Yeah, sure. So the idea of Starship is basically be able to spin up multiple chains, relayers, explorers, whatever the, I call it mini Cosmos. So basically anything that runs on the mainnet, it can be spun up easily or from a simple interface, from a simple config file. With running Docker containers, we're currently using Kubernetes, but we're also moving to Docker Compose so that you can have a whole sort of DevNet running. And Comet Mock actually helps in, so Comet Mock provides a lot of features that are really cool for testing. And we can spin up multiple chains. So the way it is integrated with Starship is just a simple sort of feature flag in the configuration file. So you define the chain that you want to spin up, and you can just say Comet Mock enabled equal true, and instead of running the chain as is, we will run Comet Mock instead and do all the wiring for you. I think that part is what Starship is good for. So for a user, it's just a simple config file, and they can enable Comet Mock for any of the chains, and then get all the features of Comet Mock, that is, be able to speed up time, be able to produce just a lot of blocks and all those kind of things. So really cool features that can be then enabled as well. And it also helps in reducing the number of resources required or amount of resources required to run any of these chains. Because if you run a full chain, then it ends up using more resources like CPU memory. But yeah, if you're running Comet Mock, then we can also reduce the resources. So those are the main ways how Comet Mock helps Starship as well.
So. Wow, that's great. So basically you're saying like you have a mini Cosmos running in tests, so you can see what is happening like on every chain, right? Or only on your chain that you're testing.
So yeah, so you can, with Starship, you can spin up multiple chains on multiple relayers as well. And so, what the test that I ran was I spun up Gaia as well as Osmosis, and enabled Comet Mock for both of them as well. So, yeah, you can do that. You can look at explorers. We can spin up explorer relayers, whatever is required. So, yeah.
That's great. And how many chains are today using Starship? Do you know that number on top of your head?
There are multiple projects. So we have different projects. So one of our main projects that we're working with is Mesh Security. We're creating an internal DevNet of sorts. Osmosis is using it for different projects. So Telescope and also other cosmology projects as well. Persistent Chain is using it for chain upgrades. Polymer is using it because they're spinning up their own Ethereum stuff as well. But for spinning up Cosmos stuff, they're using Starship. And yeah, there are more teams and chains increasing. So Skip Protocol is using it for testing ITC.fun. And yeah, there are some more around there.
That's great. Thank you. Let's go back to Philip. So I've heard that there are already quite a lot of testing utilities in Cosmos. So for example, now of IBC testing from IBC Go or interchain test from Strangelove. So how does Comet Mock compare, and do we need more tools to be developed?
Yeah, so So I think there are just two sort of tools that do something similar, two classes of tools. And one is stuff that tests your application in memory. The big difference is that when you test your application in memory, you essentially also get rid of this consensus layer. You also leave it out. The big difference is that Comet Mock will still allow you to connect, for example, relayers. It will allow you to connect block explorers. So everything that connects to a real node can also connect to Comet Mock. And this for in-memory stuff, that's usually quite difficult. For example, people that do these in-memory frameworks, they also mock out the relayer, which again is another huge piece of work. And maybe you don't want to mock out the relayer. Maybe you want to test what happens when you have a real relayer. So against these in-memory testing frameworks, Comet Mock just offers you sort of out-of-the-box compatibility with external tools that you'd like to have. And then the other class of tools are what also Starship falls in, I think, which are the tools that do end-to-end testing. But they typically run this full nodes with consensus and with your application. So that's the whole reason why Comet Mock exists. When you're running full nodes, but you just test your application, that's sort of inefficient. You're wasting resources. It takes a long time to do. So the good part in that, what Comet Mock does, is it doesn't replace these tools, it complements them. So for example, for interchain test, the team at Strangelove also has started looking at whether they can implement Comet Mock or how that would make sense. So I think in that respect, so Starship is way ahead of the curve because Anmore already got it working. But essentially, Comet Mock sort of complements these tools and makes it hopefully easier to use them and for more use cases.
Oh yeah, that's nice to hear that those technologies are complementary. But how many relayers currently Comet Mock supports? I mean, what relayers?
There's the two big relayers that we have in Cosmos are, I guess, the Go relayer by Strangelove, and then Hermes by ourselves and Formal. And Comet Mock can work with both relayers now. With recent versions of the SDK, it works with Hermes. With old versions of the SDK, there are some compatibility issues, so it works with the Go relayer only. But we have it running with the Go relayer in our own tests, and that works great for us at the hub team. Yeah.
Nice. Animal, I want to ask you one thing. So I've heard that at Cosmology you have a lot of tools, and basically Starship is just one product of many. Are there other like companies or projects that are building something similar to you guys, or are we early in that as well?
Specific to something like Starship, it is still, since we do a lot of interchain stuff, we are still ahead of everybody, because I looked at Optimism, Arbitrum, and how these guys also do testing, and they also don't have at least as good systems as Cosmos does. So I think Cosmos itself is much, much ahead there. Apart from that, I think the team that does the tool that is most similar or it ends up being compared to the most is Interchain Test. But the key distinction between Starship and Interchain Test is like, Starship is currently being used for testing and end-to-end testing, but the main benefit of something like Starship is having a simple config file to spin up a mini Cosmos, and that can be used for testing, but it can also be used for internal devnets and automated QA sort of things, which the use cases which we are trying to build right now are more towards that. And so, yeah, I have not found a lot of tools that do that. There are a couple of tools that with a simple click you can spin up, let's say, ETH nodes and stuff like that. That is something that we might end up doing as well. But currently we're trying to figure out what can be the use cases and what people basically want, right? So we're not trying to hurry there. But yeah.
So there are plans to expand beyond the Cosmos as well.
The main thing is testing for interchain or any interchain application becomes difficult, or like having an environment in which you can just quickly deploy. When mesh security was being developed in the hackathon, in Cosmos Medellin. There was a lot of problems, and I heard both Ethan and Jake Hartnell just shouting that infrastructure sucks. So even the testnets are really hard to maintain, like good testnets between chains. And so if you think of new projects that are coming up that are talking to Ethereum or Avalanche or other ecosystems, like having a testnet that is interconnected is difficult, right? So it's easier if we can just spin it up yourself and then have everything available. That is the idea of Starship. So yeah, we want to expand it slowly, but the biggest use case is still in Cosmos, because we have now interchain applications spinning up more and more. And so yeah,
nice. So I want to. So the next question is for both of you. So what is the outlook for Comet Mock or for Starship over the next year or maybe even 2 years? Where do you see yourselves?
Yeah, I think what Anmol also got towards is a real thing. So we have more applications actually taking advantage of the being more tightly integrated with the interchain itself, like interchain security, for example. Things like this, I think, will become more commonplace. So I think our testing infrastructure in general needs to adapt a little bit to the case where you have where you really need your chains to be connected, and your application, you can't even test it really without having multiple chains. And yeah, as Anmol mentioned, this stuff becomes much harder. So Comet Mock is one of the things that helps with that. It makes it sort of more feasible to have a lot of nodes running. So some of the things that we're trying to do over the next year is using Comet Mock to drive large numbers of test cases. So right now we have what I think is a very standard testing setup for a lot of chains, which is we have someone came up with tests that they think are useful, and they write them, they run them essentially one test at a time. And I think if the complexity of things just goes up and up, and to really test things well, we have to somehow not have people come up with every single test case, right? But fuzz them, for example. So essentially generate large numbers of test cases that adhere to something that makes the test cases useful. So that's something we're working on, trying to essentially have a high-level model right now of interchain security is what we're targeting, and then generating large numbers of test cases that we can then run against a real testnet. So we're looking at Starship for that, trying to maybe integrate that. And then building that on top of Comet Mock just is what makes it feasible to run like millions of steps in your testnet reliably. Because if you actually have the consensus, if you do this many steps, it just requires a lot of resources. And you need to wait for things to happen. You need to account for a lot of things that when you use Comet Mock, you just don't have to. And it makes it much, much more feasible. And then the last thing that I think will also become more prevalent over the coming years is this integration with other ecosystems, where I think Comet Mock can really only do things when Comet BFT, when you replace essentially a Comet BFT instance with it. But I think Starship will be really useful once we have more connections with like Ethereum or maybe even Bitcoin. Then I think we need more tools like Starship that make this stuff easier.
Yeah, I think Philip covered a lot of it. So what I see down the line is I've seen it from the start. Like the way I want to see this world is where we have before testnet and mainnet, we also have something known as devnet, or like internal sort of pipelines of sorts. So any code that is pushed doesn't have to go through current waterfall process where any chain, if you go through any chain upgrade, right, it still has to go through a lot of manual processes and testing and stuff like that. I think Osmosis is the furthest ahead in this, where they have a lot of testing internally. But yeah, with Comet Mock, with more sort of test traces being developed, I really like what Philip and Madhija came up with, the idea of test traces, which are sort of semi-automatically generated of sorts. And so, yeah, that will basically give us a lot of confidence on anything going through to mainnet. And so, and we need to build infrastructure, pipelines, workflows of sorts that help us basically enable us to do that. And so that kind of tooling still needs to be developed. It still needs to mature. But I don't think currently both Starship and Comet Mock are fully matured yet. But yeah, I think the whole idea is to finally make them better and better. And if we are running at that scale, then large devnets and large testnets, then we would need something like Common Mock to help to not have the cloud costs be so high that, you know, it takes just forever or whatever. So yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done on infrastructure side, on you know, deployed structuring test cases also, so that they can be first of all useful and also cover a large spectrum of things. So yeah, a lot of work still needs to be done, but I think we're making a lot of progress. So yeah, interchain security already in production is a huge thing, and yeah, we'll go from there. Yes.
Well, do you think that those tools can make at least a little bit the life of the auditors easier?
Yeah. So in at Informal, our Informal security branch who do audits, they also look at it. I think they're still missing a couple of features in Comet Mock specifically that we're working to implement and sort of slowly get done. But I think for auditing, it's also sort of clear why you would want this. You can run your real testnet, but Comet Mock gives you more control, for example, over the timestamps that Comet BFT will not give you, just because Comet BFT actually runs the algorithm. You don't know how long it takes, whereas Comet Mock like finally controls what timestamps you tell your application. So I think for the audits in particular, it's something useful to look into. You don't need this for every audit. Clearly, sometimes you just do code reviews and you just see stuff, but to have more confidence, I think it's really cool, yeah.
Comet Mock will also make these tests reproducible. I think this is something that everybody is looking for as well. So yeah, that is, I think, much needed.
That's nice to hear that we are always investing in more secure code here in the Cosmos ecosystem. Truly, we can be happy with what we have. We are not like subject of hacks or other attacks so often, at least. And yeah, that's incredible. Okay, do you think that we have not covered something that you want to mention and talk about?
Yeah, I think from my side, we went over the main points. Yeah, I think if anyone's interested in using it, feel free to give us a shout. We're always happy about people interested in it or contributing to it or using it for their own chain, obviously. It's something that we developed, so Comet Mock, something that we developed for the hub specifically, but it should be easy to adopt if other chains are interested. So yeah.
Yeah, I think we went from over everything on my end as well.
Great. So we can leave the stage open for the community. If someone wants to jump in and say something or ask, you can as well just write a comment and we can read it here. So we don't have to ask for the permission. Okay, if there's nothing else to cover, we can wrap it up. Thank you, Anmol. Thank you, Philip, for joining us. And thank every one of you in the community for joining this. We will write a recap of this episode and we will be sharing it around. So yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, guys. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt.
We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place, smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.